Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling.
Hello, everybody. This is the Moonshine Dwayne. What up, Moonshine?
Hey, man, it's all good in the hood. How you doing, Wayne?
Pretty good. That wallet feeling a little heavier these days?
Man, I can't even carry that son of a bitch. It's so heavy.
I had to take mine to get it kind of hemmed a little bit, you know, kind of make a little bit room in my back pocket.
I damn near thought about starting a checking account so I wouldn't have to carry that much cash around.
Yes. And as of everyone who has been listening to Trophy Whores, we finally got paid.
Yes, Tricky Mick conceded with an A where it don't belong.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe he took this bet to begin with. I mean, it is like knowing what horse is going to win the race.
Oh, man, it's like playing a game of horse, and the guy, when he shoots, there's a cover over the basket.
Yeah, it's like who'd win in a fight, Batman versus Urkel. I mean,
yeah, it's like Lennox Lewis versus Bruce Lee, only Bruce Lee's got one hand tied behind his back.
Well, this little segment's getting added in because Moonshine Dwayne has claimed their first victim. You go up against us, you're going to get smacked down.
It's like taking PSN dollars and turn it into limo rides with bitches.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. So we're just saying, hey, Turkey, anytime you want to take on Moonshine Dwayne, you know, hey, do you think The Last of Us will outsell Black Ops 2? We'll take that bet.
We're down. Double or nothing.
Or maybe Uncharted Golden Abyss will outsell Call of Duty.
We're down.
Oh, or maybe The Last of Us will sell out Call of Duty.
We're down.
So whatever bet you want to make, just let the Moonshine Dwayne know. And I'm just letting everyone know now that, hey, you take on Moonshine Dwayne, you're getting all 12 inches.
And you're going to get got.
All right, for everyone listening, this is Moonshine Dwayne, and we are rising.
And now it's time to put down that PlayStation Move, get out of home, and listen to Trophy Whores. And here they are, the only whores that give it to you for free. Tricky Mick.
You try to put that in my mouth every week and I screw it down.
Donnie.
I should be able to get it for free.
And Titanic Wang.
I'm the fucking Dragon Sword.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Whores. This is episode 58. I am your host, Tricky Mick, alongside with me, Donnie.
What's up, everybody? Missed last week, but I'm here now.
Didn't we all miss last week?
Yeah, but...
No, actually, you two missed, so anyone wants to blame about not having a show last week, look at Tricky and Donnie.
Well, excuse me for having to go to work. I apologize.
They sent me some thank you letters for not having a show last week.
Oh, aren't you a smart ass?
But it was my child's B-day.
All right, and also with us, Titanic Wang.
Oh, welcome aboard, everybody. Once again, I showed up on time and was waiting for everyone, so... Yeah.
I was only a minute away, minute late, that's like... I was doing some homework with the little one.
I was waiting for you to come running through that zoo of a house again. Good time.
You see pictures of my house? How do you know that?
Well, the last time you missed recording, man, it sounded like a freaking zoo when you were trying to race.
Oh, yeah, I did tell him myself.
Oh, I thought maybe you were just checking out his house and his booty popping video on YouTube. All right. And also with us, we have Mr. Moonshiner.
Howdy, howdy.
That's all you got to say is howdy, howdy. You don't have any tweet pictures to show. Nothing to tease me and anger me more than what I was.
No, just quit sending me spam on Twitter.
I didn't send you spam. All right.
I think you need to treat him with a tad bit more respect.
Wait, I gotta treat Mooshai with more respect?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because he has a new girlfriend.
He has a new girlfriend?
Yeah, and she likes it when he touches her in the behind.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've named her Betsy. This is my Vita. There are many like it, but this one is mine. My Vita is my best friend. It is my life. I must master it as I must master my life. My Vita without me is useless. Without my Vita, I am useless. I must fire my Vita true. I must shoot straighter than my enemy who's trying to kill me. And then I'm a little rusty on after that. It's been a while since I was in the Marine Corps.
Just a little bit.
I know. I remember it. Well, hell, we said it every night before we went to bed for 100 days, you know, in boot camp. But that was 12 years ago.
Getting old, man. You're getting old.
I know it.
All right. Yes, Moonshiner does have a Vita, and I do not. A big sale by Amazon. They were supposed to send it to me. They screwed up. Now I won't be getting mine until our next recording.
Maybe.
Well, way to blame Amazon.
Well, okay. Amazon, they emailed me saying that everything was shipped. I get the package, my game, my memory card, and my case all show up. My Vita does not. I go on the website. I find out that they never shipped me the Vita, and they had me rung up for the wrong Vita. So I called them. They promptly canceled my Vita order and ordered me a new one, and then informed me they are now backlogged and out of stock, and I will not be receiving mine until March 1st. In which I promptly lost my cool and yelled at this nice young... She was very nice. And they ordered me the right one, but told me that they cannot, by law, send me one before the 22nd because they would be breaking street date and they would lose money.
Oh, you're not going to like it anyway, Tricky.
Why is that?
It sucks, man. Don't worry about it. You don't want one.
Yeah, thanks for making me feel better in the process.
I've only had to charge mine twice in the last 24 hours to let you know how much I've played it. Battery does get you right at about five and a half hours of straight play time.
It does. It's good battery then.
Yeah, it's real good battery. Great picture. I'll talk about it later. Go ahead and continue on, young man.
More Vita talk, including if you stay to the end of the show, I will be announcing a contest in which I will be giving away a Vita. This will incorporate me.
You're not going to have Amazon ship it to him, are you?
No, this is the one I want from Taco Bell.
Oh, that's some book.
Donnie's not too happy.
Yeah, Donnie's going to be like, how do you enter this contest?
No, I quit giving Taco Bell my money because I went there. I bought me, the wifey, and, you know, I bought a couple of them because everybody wanted some. And I put in the codes, and they saying this code I already been entered. This code I already been entered. I'm like, dude, I just got these boxes today. What are they talking about? So I like, F it.
So you know what happened, right? Taco Bell employees took the codes off all the boxes and entered the codes.
Oh, that's some bug, right? That's probably what happened, too.
All right, let's go into our updated trophy count. I am level 20. I got 3,653 trophies and 28 plats. I added one more this week. Titanic, what are you looking at?
Oh, looking at level 17, trophy count 2691 and a platinum of 16.
Wow, you went up too, didn't you?
Yeah, I actually was. I keep a little logbook of my trophies. And yeah, I've been averaging one a week lately.
You write down your trophies?
Oh yeah, I could take a picture of my journal. I write it down, and I have. You want to know what's worse? I have it separated by month, and then I average out the percentage to see what percent increase I get every month.
Well, no wonder you're sick of talking about the price of corn.
I was just gonna say that it's my work that makes me do.
I know it. That's what I know, because I used to do the same thing with like college football statistics when I would be bored at work.
I log all my whoredom.
Donnie, what's your trophy count?
level, I know I'm level 20. I'm not sure on the trophy count. It says 34, 21, and I know I'm 44 platinums, but I let you get all my stuff, so that's why I'm not sure.
Your numbers are legit. I didn't mess with them this week.
He's got 45 platinums. He's got 45 platinums.
How's he have 45 platinums?
He just added Jack and Daxter over the weekend.
You know what? You're right. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Then you have 45 platinums.
And there it's changed.
I did change it.
I'm a trophy whore.
It is legit. And Moonshiner, where are your trophies at?
Level 24, 47-13, and platinum of 46.
All right.
One behind.
Yeah, you can have it, man. I'm stuck on this Vita for a while.
All right, let's move on to what we're playing. Moonshiner, what have you been playing?
This new thing called a Nintendo 3DS. Been playing some Street Fighter. No, got Twisted Metal, played some of that, played Jack and Daxter collection a little bit over the weekend, and then got my Vita the other day, and let's see, what have I been playing? Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Super Stardust Delta, Wipeout 2048, Little Deviance, Escape Plan, Uncharted, Rayman Origins, you know, Michael Jackson, got that one for free. Thanks, PSN. And let's see what else have I been
playing. Oh, it did work?
Oh, yeah, it worked. I unlocked a trophy for playing Billie Jean last night, man. Billie Jean is not my lover. Yeah, that was good shit. Horrible damn game.
Horrible game, but good shit. Yeah, trophy.
The most fun I've had so far on it, I hadn't got too deep in too many games. Super Stardust Delta, fucking love that game, man.
Are you better than that than you were on the one on the PS3?
Yeah, well, the one on the Vita seems easier to me. It's weird. I don't know. You'll see next week, but it seems easier to me. Let me know what you think. And then I played through the first three chapters of Uncharted this morning.
How was that?
Quite a fun experience. For a handheld to be able to do that is just ridiculous.
Think it's going to outsell Call of Duty?
No. But I think when Call of Duty comes out for the Vita, I'll be in line with Titanic to buy one. And I'll make a bet on it versus Uncharted Golden Abyss for you.
All right. Dottie, what have you been playing, buddy?
I've been playing some Shank 2, which is freaking awesome. And some Jack and Daxter Collection.
All right. That's and it. And Titanic?
Oh, I've been playing Twisted Metal, of course. Storylines are awesome. I'm all through Sweet Tooth. And I'm halfway through Mr. Grimm, but I'm trying to, you know, kind of savor the flavor on that. I'm really close at two other plats I'm working at right now, so I'm trying to finish those up, and then I'm going to go right back into Twisted Metal and get that all done.
All right, and
we need to set up a game night for that, Titanic.
Yes, I totally agree.
All right, and I have been playing a plethora of games. Looking at my list right now, I finished up the last three chapters of Tales of Monkey Island. We played a little bit of Simpsons Arcade. That was pretty good. Me, you, Hard Rock, and Titanic and Moonshiner all got involved in that. I started playing WWE 12. I can't stand that game, but I'm going to try to play as much as I can.
You two guys are fools.
And I rented it and it was garbage. And I like WWE All Stars way better.
I liked All Stars better, but WWE 12 was still a fun game. I enjoyed it.
And my latest platinum was Back to the Future. I did go through all five chapters and get that platinum.
Do you want to stab your eyes out before you were done?
That was the most grinding experience I've ever had, because I'm sitting there going, oh my god, just stop talking so I can hit the next button. Stop talking so I can hit the next button.
Yeah. Hey, go do me a favor. Go get Family Game Night 4, get the platinum in that, and then come talk to me about the worst grind of your life. When you have to win 50 game shows, oh my freaking lord.
Is there any way to boost it, or you have to legitimately
do it? No, that's offline. You don't even have to win them. You just have to complete it. And it takes like 12 minutes is the fastest you can complete a game, because you can't fast forward through all the cutscenes.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I got that platinum on Christmas night, and I was so freaking glad. The next day, on December 26th, I just gave it to GameStop. They offered me money. I was like, no, keep it. I don't want to see it ever again.
All right, and I've been playing Assassin's Creed Revelations.
Is there any revelations in that?
You know what? Last time I talked about playing the game, I just said I was getting a little Assassin's Creed out. I'm starting to get back into it just a little bit. Donnie, I did play one of the Desmond missions. To me, it was just a portal ripoff. That's all it seemed to me.
Yeah.
Because the whole Desmond mission is you play in first person and you have to try to build. So it's kind of like a portal type issue.
I haven't played any of the portals, but I just know it sucked like a lot.
I still got Skyrim sitting here. I still haven't dared put that in the system. Because I know once I get put Skyrim in, I'm not going to stop playing that. And, of course, DCUO. All right, so let's move on to our first topic of the day. For anybody who stays up with the software updates, which is everybody's favorite topic on the PlayStation, Sony did release System Software Update version 4.11. This is a optional system software upgrade for the PlayStation. You do not have to download this. And all it does is include minor firmware improvements of aspect of system software. And like I said, it's not mandatory to connect to the PSN. Did anybody else download this or just me?
Yeah, I downloaded it because it's just so ridiculous. It's like, it's not mandatory. All it does is kind of improve a few things and stuff, you know. Oh, God, why would I want that? You know, why make it optional? Just push it out so everyone's got it.
Well, I kind of figured this was going to be the update that allows you to see your Vita trophies inside your trophy list, but unfortunately, that's not the case yet.
Oh, all those still won't show up on the account, huh?
On the plate, according to Moonshiner, I'll let Moonshiner tell you about it. Moonshiner, what's the story with the trophies on the Vita and the PS3?
On the Vita, I can see PS3 and I can see PSN trophies without any, PS Vita trophies without any problem. I'm going to send you all a little screen capture right now while I'm thinking about it. And when I get on my PS3, my count goes up. But you can't see any of my trophies.
Oh, so yeah, that was a problem I was hearing with those people who would import them too.
Yeah, it's still the same way. I just sent a screen capture. You can see it on the Vita when you go to trophies in the top left. It says PS Vita or PSN, and then you can look either at only the trophies you got on the Vita, or you can look at all your combined trophies on the PS3 and the Vita.
Hmm,
it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So tell me, since we're on the topic of trophy counts and all that, how does the trophy list load on the Vita? Is it better than the PS3 or just as slow?
Well, let me ask you, is it okay if you sync trophies and in like 8 seconds they're done? Because that's the slowest count I've had on the Vita. It took 8 seconds once.
To load up all your trophies?
To load up all my Vita, yeah. Now, most of the time, whenever I go in there and they sync, you know, you hit trophies, and then it just comes up and it starts to sync, and usually within like 4 to 5 seconds, it's done.
I'd say that's pretty fast, because my PS3, when I sync mine, it's easily 20 to 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Well, the little green bar goes across so quick, you're like, what the hell's going on? What? Yeah, it's almost like Vita took a note from Xbox and said, hey, we'll work on download times.
I think it just varies, because mine's, I'm not going to say that. I just leave it alone, because sometimes I earn one trophy and it still takes like 2 minutes.
20 to 30 minutes to sync all your trophies.
Yeah.
While we're on the topics of the Vita, let's Moonshine, you can attest to this. The size of the games, they're not much bigger than the memory cards.
Well, I've got a 32 gigabyte memory card, and I want to say, like, with Uncharted, like, the save itself is not an issue. Had I downloaded it from the store, it's over 4 gigs, but I actually bought the physical copy of it, so it only takes up, I want to say, like, 12 megs or something like that.
64 megabytes.
Okay, sorry, 64. But I, off the top of my head.
I was actually talking about the actual physical size of the game disc itself, not the file.
Oh, the card?
Yeah, the little card. It's not much bigger than, you know, we talked about how big the memory cards were.
Well, you got to be specific. If you want to talk the physicality, you say the physical size.
Well, that's why I clarified. That's why I interrupt you.
The game, is you talking about the little game cartridge or disc, right, whatever you want to call it itself, right, is about twice the size of the memory card.
And how hard is it to get the memory card into the Vita?
It's not hard at all. I've got big fingers, and I was able to do it. I found the hole.
That's what.
Yeah, yeah. Big fingers usually help.
Yes. What sucks though is getting the Vita game cartridge out. It sucks because I keep my fingernails super short, and I might have to grow like fingernail out on one hand just to make it easier. Because you push it down, it pops out, and it doesn't take much to push it, but it's a real small area.
Just grow the pinky one out. That's all you need.
Yeah, then they'll think I'm doing coke.
Wait, did you have to blow the cartridge yet?
No, it ain't the NES days.
All right, let's. We got some more pita. Pita, hello. Pita.
Yeah, give me a pita bread sandwich, would you?
Some pita.
Oh, no, I clicked on an article and an advertisement for pita came up. All right, here we go. More. Vita, I almost said Peter again. More Vita talk. People that have gotten their Vitas already, which include the people that got the first edition bundles, are reporting that they are having certain problems with certain downloadable titles, including Super Stardust Delta being the most consistent title to experience the issue. People that are trying to download the game either from the store or copy it straight from their PS3 are getting an error code of C2-12383-7. Appear and it stating that the installation copy could not be performed correctly. And, you know, just for example, it says Super Stardust Delta could not install, an error has occurred. It's also been tied to Tales from Space Mutant Blobs Attack. Moonshiner, I know you're the only one here with a Vita. Have you experienced this problem at all?
I had one issue when I actually installed Michael Jackson's The Experience from my PS3 to my Vita. It gave me the error code, then I just tried it again, it worked fine. And then today, playing Wipeout, while the track was loading, the Vita screen just went black, shut down. I had to hold the power button and then restart the Vita. And those are the only two issues I've had.
Well, can I come out and say something like, duh, this always happens with the first batch?
Well, that sounds more like a firmware issue.
Well, but it's still always something that always goes wrong with the first one. Always.
Okay, they did say that if you are experiencing this problem, two things you could do is, one, like Moonshiner did, just try to reinstall it. Or two, turn your Vita off, turn it back on, and it should work. And if that doesn't work, you're going to have to reformat your memory card and try all over again.
Or tell eBay.
Tell eBay.
Listed on eBay. What are Vitas going for on eBay anyway?
I saw one for $650.
Oh,
that's cheap.
I knew I
should have
went to the midnight launch. Damn it.
I might just sell mine then and just pick up another one in a week.
No kidding. You buy a whole bunch of more games.
All right. Speaking of buying a whole bunch of more games, that's a nice little segue there, Titanic.
Oh, thank you.
You will not, and I repeat, will not be able to bring your PSP games to the Vita. Now, when I say games, I mean the UMDs. If you have a digital copy of the game, you can bring it over to the Vita. But it has been announced that Sony will not be bringing the UMD Passport Program to the United States at this time. So, this means that if you want to play your previously purchased PSP games on your Vita, you are going to have to rebuy the games.
Or you could just put one in each back pocket.
Yeah. Carry your 3,000 in your Vita.
All right. Does this surprise anybody that they're not bringing this to North America?
It's kind of surprising how they announced it, and they're like, we're going to give you something, you know, just something, since you guys wanted, you know, some sort of UMD program. It's weird that they bring this up, and then, yeah, now it's, no, we're not going to do that.
We are, in the future, we still going to take your money for your old games that you already have, but just not yet.
All right, and we got more bad news about the Vita.
Yeah, and Tricky, you promised me this.
I promised you this?
Yes, you did. A couple episodes ago.
I don't remember this, but you can explain it to me after I talk about the topic real quick. Okay. More bad news. Sony has, quote, no plans to bring PS2 or PS3 games to the Vita at this time.
You promised me.
How did I promise you? Because I don't remember this.
Remember when you were talking about the Grand Theft Autos? That there's going to be original PS2 games? I asked you if I was going to be able to put Vice City on my Vita, and you said probably.
I don't remember this. But being that you edit the show, I'm sure you can go back and put that in the show.
No, that's more work for me, but yes. Yes, because I said I would rebuy Vice City if I could put it on my Vita.
And it sucks because I'd like to play Twisted Metal Black on my Vita.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
Well, right now, I can't even put PS1 classics on it at the moment.
Well, nobody can.
Well, no, I'm just saying you can't.
But they did, you know, we reported before that they did say they will be bringing those on later, just not at launch.
Yeah, I can't even put minis on there at the moment either.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I tried last night. It would not let me do it.
So, in other words, my PSP Go has more functionality than your Vita does right now.
Yes, but my screen caption pictures prove mine's prettier.
All right. Are you guys ready for some good news about the Vita?
Yeah, let's hear something good. Everything's been negative so far.
I'm not going to believe this until I see it, though.
Yeah, that's the same thing with me. That's going to be my first comment about this. Okay. It was announced via the PlayStation blog today that there is going to be PS Vita and PS3 cross-platform play on games. And here's the good news. It only requires a single purchase.
But it's going to be $20 more than the regular game for the PS3.
No. Okay.
That sounds extremely, like, that's the best news since they came out with the false advertising.
Now,
and that's a lot of money that they're losing out on for one buy. They're not going to continue with that. They're going to change that soon.
All right. Let me finish this up real quick. If you buy MotorStorm RC, I don't know what RC stands for off the top of my head. Anybody save me?
Rally car?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. If you buy MotorStorm Rally Car, you will be able to play on the PS3 and PS Vita at no additional cost. Also, if you buy Hustle Kings and or Top Darts for the PS Vita, you will get the PS3 version for free. But if you already own these games on the PS3, you will be able to download them for the Vita for free.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
If you purchase Wipeout 2048 and you already own Wipeout HD and the HD Fury DLC on the PS3, you will be able to download them for free when they launch on the Vita later this spring.
And ooh, I got those Wipeouts free because the PlayStation Network was out for a month.
Yep.
It's all they're trying to justify something I said.
And this is the best one that I think. All DLC purchased for the PS3 version of Marvel vs. Capcom 3 can be used on the Vita version for free and vice versa.
Wow.
All good news.
Yeah, that's good news. Now, I will be freaking happy as shit if freaking Final Fantasy X works this way when it gets released this year.
Forget Final Fantasy X. What about MLB 12? MLB the Show.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they'd have to do it with the show, right?
Yeah. Well, that's a first party. So yeah, but what happens with like Madden or NCAA football? Do you think they'll do that? I bet EA sells a bundle package. I had a buddy of mine that we were talking about that with MLB 12 today. We were talking about, man, I don't know which platform I'll buy it on. I guess I'll just buy it on my Vita so I could take it with me. That'd be awesome if I could cross-platform that.
No kidding. Cool.
All right. Now we have some good news. We have to go back to some bad news. This is going to be the worst news for Donnie all year long. I expected Donnie to make some kind of comment there.
I'm sad to hear this. That's why I didn't want to say nothing.
All right. For anybody that is still playing Metal Gear Online, which is a very little known game that if you bought Metal Gear Solid 4, you got Metal Gear Online for free. Well, here's the sad news. Konami will be shutting down the servers as of June 12th. Now, before they shut down the servers, and this is not the link that I had before, so I'm going to have to Google this real quick. Somebody talk about this real quick. Why Google, please?
Well, Metal Gear Online, I'll have to relate to my experience. I was a big fan of Metal Gear Online when it came with Metal Gear Solid 3. Donnie, what was the re-release called? Was it Subsistence?
Yeah.
I played, that was like my first online addiction, and it was so good. And then I was really psyched when Metal Gear Solid 4 was coming out, and they were talking, they're bringing online back. And I remember enjoying PSN, what it was at the time. I liked having one login for everything, because, back in the PS2 era, you had a different login for each online game. So I was like, oh, this is going to rock. And then I get Metal Gear Solid 4, and I'm going online, and it's like, create an account. I go, why do I got to create an account? I have a PSN account. And then I click on it, and not only did I have to create an account, I couldn't even create the account on my PS3. I had to go to a damn computer to do it.
I remember all that.
And I was just remembering, oh my goodness, it's worth it. This game rocks online. So I spent all this time getting a login and stuff, going back, and then I'm like, what did you guys do? It was so bad. And then shortly after that, I got introduced to Call of Duty 4, and yeah, the rest is history after that. But
All right.
I'm not surprised. I'd love to see what the population's been like since its release.
Okay, I did find the link. These are important dates for you guys that anybody's interested to know. The servers are obviously still online now. As of March 21st, the Metal Gear Online shop will be closing. You will not be able to purchase anything more from them. On April 24th, all expansion packs and preset codec message apparel packs will be available for free. So anything that's been downloaded content, you're now going to be able to get access for free. The bad news about that is you will not be able to create a new account just to get the free DLC. You have to be an existing player of the game before. And as I said before, as of June 12th, the servers will be shutting down permanently.
Good riddance, Metal Gear.
Hey,
I'm a big 6'2" defensive tackle looking motherfucker. I hate sneak games. I can't sneak for shit. I stick out in the crowd, man.
I will admit I haven't played online in a while, but I did start cracking open the Metal Gear 4 just recently, and no, I'm sad to see this going. I really got to call my cousin and, like, come on, man. We got to get some Metal Gear on, man.
Just have Titanic log it for you.
it is interesting to note that the original plan was to shut down the servers last year in June, but with a public outcry of all their players, they decided to keep the servers running for another year. So that tells me there is a significant amount of people that are still playing Metal Gear Online.
It's Metal Gear, man. You can't be that shocked to know that.
Well, there's a lot of difference between Metal Gear and Metal Gear Online, though.
I gotta admit, I never really played Metal Gear Online. It just suck. Oh, there was too many cheaters, too many people that are glitching. I mean, I can only assume it's the same thing with Call of Duty, and I'm not knocking Call of Duty. I'm just saying, but Metal Gear Online, it was rampant. It's like you couldn't find a game where somebody wasn't using some kind of glitch or hack to improve their station.
Well, yeah, I will say that. It was a lot of glitchers going on, but I could bypass that. I just go to another game. It wasn't everybody. Like, it was, like, as soon as I put in a game, and like maybe like the first two games I play, I have a lot of glitchers. But after that, I just somehow I just get lucky and don't.
All right, moving on to our next topic. Anybody that's playing the most bought game in the history of games, if you are a member of the Fortune Hunters Club, you will be getting some more DLC if you have
Modern Warfare has a Fortune Hunters Club?
Negative. Uncharted 3, baby.
Oh, okay. I was thrown off by the most sold game thing.
Well, it's just the way, you know, facts are facts, you know.
Okay.
You can't deny the facts.
I won't. That's fine. Uncharted 3, way to go.
All right. Just before we actually go into the topic, I did concede the bet and I did pay up. So, anybody? Yes.
What bet? I don't remember a bet.
Yes. You don't remember a bet. I'm sure you don't. It only gets mentioned in Moonshine Alley every single time, and pretty much every other day I get some kind of tweet about how Call of Duty is kicking Uncharted's ass.
Well, I don't doubt that, but I don't remember any bet. Titanic, did you?
I'm not. Yeah, that's not entirely sure. What are you talking about?
Yeah, okay. All right. For anybody that still has Uncharted 3 and you are a member of the Fortune Hunters Club, you will be getting a new co-op adventure DLC, including that you will be able to play as the villains of Uncharted. Donnie, we're going to start with you because I know you actually do play the multiplayer. Are you excited about the bundle packs and the DLC that's coming out?
Yes, I am excited. It looks great. Bad thing for me is that I don't own any of the DLC, but I do play online. And unfortunately, I have yet to play the co-op online. I haven't had anyone to play with.
Oh, you haven't asked me?
Well, you don't like spiders, so.
That's not although I
Oh, speaking of which, I platinum that.
Me too.
Not me. That's a platinum I'll be getting.
Cause you gotta fight a spider at the end.
All right.
In order to get the platinum.
On crushing, it's all spiders every step away. I need to go back through on crushing. I haven't done it yet either. I will be doing it though.
All right. As of February 7th, you were able to get the co-op adventure pack, the donut skin pack, the rogue skins pack 1 and 2, and on the 21st, which will be tomorrow as you listen to this, you will be able to download the flashback map pack.
Say that 5 times fast.
Trying to slow down because I didn't want to mess that up.
God damn, that's a mouthful.
That's what she said. Okay. Flashback map pack will include maps of the plaza, temple, train wreck, and village maps. And you will be able to play, as I mentioned, as all the enemies, including Eddie, Lazarvik, and Henry? What's his name? I can't remember the guy's name now.
Talking about the enemy?
The guy that turned on you in the second game.
Oh, I can't remember none of the enemy's names. I don't remember the good guys.
Shows you how good the story was.
Let's move on to our next topic now. It was rumored, now it has been officially announced, Little Big Planet Kart Racing is coming out for the PS3.
I thought that was called My Nation Racers.
Beat me to the joke. That's exactly what I was going to say. Isn't this Modern Nation Racers 2?
they will know they're killing Mod Nation racers is what they're doing. It's just stupid. Don't do it. Leave it alone. Let Mod Nation be itself. It's bad enough that on my Vita, I can't play online with other people. I can only send them my times, and they can try to beat me.
You can't play online on Mod Nation? On the Vita?
No, there's no online on the Vita. All you can do is you can send your times to your friends,
and have them.
And then they can try to beat you later. It's almost like receiving it's like playing Mod Nation Racers via email.
For anybody that's interested in Little Big Planet Kart Racing, it will be move supported and have full 3D. And there is going to be a full move compatible wheel announced for the game.
Like with Mario Kart for the Wii?
That's exactly what I thought too. Damn, you beat me to all my jokes today, Moonshiner.
I haven't played Little Big Planet 2, but isn't there already a kart thing that's already inside the game? Or a racing thing?
Not, tell us, Tricky. You got the platinum in that.
I thought it was a racing track that you can build, or you can help build in the game.
In Little Big Planet 2, you can make a game within a game. So you can make asteroids. You could make a top down racer. You know, back like a Iron Stewards off road on the NES. You can make a game like that. It's this is going to be a full on kart racer, a la Mario Kart and Mod Nation.
Yeah, I agree with Moonshine. Make it make my racer stand alone. Stop trying to compete with each other. We all out here trying to get money.
All right. Since there's really not much we can say about that, let's move on to a topic that is going to be, I think it's going to be a hot topic for Titanic and Moonshiner. David Jaffe has announced that he is going to be leaving Eat, Sleep, Play. And he, on the report, he came out and made some comments about it. I'm going to let it up to Titanic or Moonshine or whoever wants to talk about this.
Tricky, Tricky's the host. You, Tricky, what is going on with Eat, Sleep, Play?
Okay, David Jaffe has made the let me just read his quote. That's the best way to do this.
If you can read.
Yes. He said, if I can clear this up, I was not laid off. I co-owned the company. There were a few layoffs, and they were just painful to do for all involved. I'm leaving because, again, games are getting just too big to direct from 300 miles away, and I miss the day-to-day operations of working direct with the team. Now, that's the end of the quote. What he's basically saying is that when he was making Twisted Metal, he was literally 300 miles away while the team was making the game. And he wants to open a studio closer to him and develop games. Right now, he has five games in mind, including one I think he said was a survival horror.
Ooh, I wonder what that's going to be about.
He could kick ass at survival horror.
And I've been waiting for one.
All I got to say to Mr. Jaffe is I appreciate for the advice. I played Valentine's split screen. I let her win, and then I won afterwards.
Nobody else has said anything about that, huh?
Well, it
stands alone.
They're going different routes. I mean, they're in Salt Lake. You know, he's in San Diego. He'll start his own studio. He'll be fine. He'll make games that we all love. I mean, the guy's been a big part of my gaming experience for the last 15 years. So, I mean, how many times has he made a game that's just wowed me and I've enjoyed the hell out of, you know? It'll be no different. I'm sure going forward, he'll do the same for me. He's one of my favorite developers.
I'm sure you're anticipating Calling All Cars too, huh?
Hey, Calling All Cars wasn't a bad game. It just lost support so damn fast. Yep. You know, it could have really been something. But like when Donnie and I were talking a little earlier offline, the thing I love about Jaffe is, you know, on Twitter, he actually can help you feel involved, you know. Like the guy he ripped for the G4 review, which Titanic and I were doing earlier, talking about how these people just, you know, they're not old enough to have experienced, you know, the Twisted Metal that we did back in the 90s and early 2000s. And so when they complain about things like physics, they don't understand that the physics in the game are supposed to be the way they are. You know, it is a basically, you know, it is like a car arena fighter. It's not made to be, you know, a Gran Turismo. You know, it's a damn car fighting game. I'm off my tangent.
All right. Well, speaking of Twisted Metal, does anybody here on the show drink NOS energy drinks?
I used to.
I turned into a green monster guy after a while.
All right. Well, anybody that drinks NOS energy drinks and plays Twisted Metal, if you buy the specially marked NOS, they will have a special code under the cap redeemable for exclusive vehicle skins from the Twisted Mind of David Jaffe. You get the code, you go to drinknos.com, and you'll be able to play with new badass versions of your favorite Twisted rides. Now,
ooh, this smell is sweet.
Now, Titanic, are you going to go back to drinking NOS again?
Yeah, I've actually been keeping an eye out. But so far, in my neck of the woods, I have not seen the new NOS cans yet.
Well, maybe you should go out and farm some NOS cans like you do with your bandwidth.
I should probably get on that.
Hey, a Sweet Tooth ice cream truck looks nice.
Well, it did until last night. Or not before last.
Oh, the blow up the truck promotion?
Yeah.
I didn't watch that. Did anybody watch that?
I did not.
No. I've got children and a mortgage and a wife, so I can I'll video look at it later.
Titanic, you said you have a cautionary tale for us?
Yeah, yes. Read what that says, Titanic.
No, because that's not what it is about.
Okay. But that would hurt. You got to admit, that would hurt.
I've sat on my controller, but not, like, naked or anything.
Well, you game all wrong.
You're not gaming unless you're doing it in the buff, man.
And I know, I video chatted with Tricky the other day.
Hey, we're not supposed to talk about that.
Well, it's not like we Skype sexed. I didn't know we couldn't talk about it.
No, you
we just didn't do nothing.
You just Skyped me with a fist. All right. All right. Titanic, tell us your cautionary tale.
Okay. This is a cautionary tale of me. It's, you know, I gather around, children. That's what I want to say. Gather around. I'm sure you've, all of our listeners, you know, been listening since I've come on the show. They know a person I've referred to. He was a fan of the show, Jay Soprano.
You're a PSN stalker.
Yeah, PSN stalker.
Oh, okay.
He kept sending me invites. I did video chat with him a few times. Not in the buff. And he kept pestering me with messages for a while. And I know you guys all know this, but I'm just doing a recap here. And I had informed him that, yeah, my friends list wouldn't even be fully loaded. And I'd get a freaking invite to chat. And I was like, dude, I got this window where I game, and that's what I want to do. No, that's cool, that's cool. I just send him. I was like, just don't send him, dude, because then I never know when I actually have a real message from someone. You know, wanting to know what I'm doing, or, you know, if it's one of you guys from the site. So he kept doing it. So eventually I blocked him. And he contacted me on YouTube. He's like, why the block? And I was like, dude, I wasn't messing around. And he's like, oh, I promise I'll stop. I promise I'll stop. So I was like, okay. So I took him off. Now that brings us up to, like, recent. This is all stuff you don't know now. So I was playing WWE All-Stars, and he sent me a message. He's like, is that good for trophies? I said, it's not bad. The online one's going to be tough because you got to win 50 online matches. And he goes, hey, you know what? I'll go buy it, and then we'll do the online thing, and then that way you both get the platinum. And I thought, well, that's cool. All right, go ahead and get it. So a couple days later, he went and got it. Me and him did a night, you know, trophy boosting. You know, he'd pin me, you know, then I'd pin him online.
There's so many jokes that we can make right there.
Yep.
I'm glad you added online.
I added online for that. So we did this, you know, couple sessions, like an hour or so. And it came to be like Sunday. He's like, hey, you want to boost? I was like, sure. So he went ahead and started boosting. And all of a sudden he sent me a message. Do you want to go like 5-5? And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, you know, like you win, you win 5 rounds and then I'll win 5 rounds. It'll be faster is what he says. And I go, that isn't going to be faster.
It's going to be the same amount of time.
It's going to be the same amount of time. So he's like, okay, well, how about just 3-3 then? I was like, no, we'll keep taking turns. That way we get it done. About 6 matches after I got that message, I get a message from him going, oh, got the platinum. Bye.
What?
And I messaged him and I said, dude, I got 2 to go yet. He goes, I played a few for fun and I ended up winning those. And I was like, I'm 2 away.
He goes,
I got to get my Ultimate Warrior stuff done so I can get the platinum.
But he just said he had the platinum.
He had 1 to go. It was beat everyone on the roster with.
Okay.
So he wanted to go do that. And I go, I'm 2 wins away. And he goes, you know what? He goes, hit me up tomorrow. I was like, this is the last trophy I had to get. I at this point, everything's rushing to me now. No wonder he wanted to do 5-5. He can get his damn trophy and go move on. Rage, freaking, oh my God. Rage, oh my goodness. Eyes got freaking red. I was like, I couldn't believe someone could be so douchey over freaking trophy boosting. So I blocked him. I reported his ass. But partly because he called me the F word.
You kidding me?
Yeah, after I blocked him, he called me the F word. That's why he got reported.
I have a different F word than you. Did he call you?
It rhymes with maggot.
Okay. All right, I know which F word then.
Yeah, so I was so angry. So, yeah, if he's listening, which I hope he is, you are a son of a bitch. 2 wins away.
Do you still need that trophy?
No, because this gets up. Now I'm going to give a shout out to, I'm going to skip to the shout out section. Wrestling Fanatic 77. I found him online. He gave me my 2 wins. And guess what Titanic did? I let him go for an hour straight. So he got 25 wins. After I got my platinum trophy, I told him I'd stay with him until I had to eat dinner with my family.
Hey, I found a former Marine buddy of mine that had that game, and he and I played it for 6 hours straight one night, taking turns winning with Ultimate Warrior because you could just body slam and pin him real fast so that we could each have our 50 wins.
Okay, took turns getting on top of each other.
See, that joke didn't get made.
It did. It was just too long, too late in the running.
And I mean, with us being trophy whores, I think even us being whores, I think we have a little bit of morals, right?
Yes. You don't do that to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's breaking the code right there.
That was just, it'd be like you and Donnie and Tricky going for after the Mortal Kombat win trophies. And after Tricky got his, he's like, oh,
I'm out of here.
Yeah. That was such a douchey mood. So, Jay Soprano, you're a dick if you're listening.
Douchebag.
Send all bad vibes to J_Soprano.
Oh, don't give him more press. You got to beep that out.
I'm beeping that out. Everyone can message him and go how much of a douche he is.
Yeah, so they can know when they get invites, I mean friend requests for him, go to him. Yeah,
there's only one Soprano in my life, and his name is Tony.
Oh, I knew that joke was going to come out eventually. All right. Let's close out the show. Let's do shout-outs. Moonshine, do you have any shout-outs?
I do, man. One and only to Donnie. Donnie, I appreciate you putting up with our shit. I don't know why you ain't kicked us all off the show and just taking it in its own direction. And I wish you would, man. My shout-out.
All right. Titanic, your shout-outs?
I'll give a shout-out to Dr. G. Peds. I'll give a shout-out to Wrestling Fanatic 77, which I told him to listen to the show. He had never listened to the show before, so here's your shout-out, man. Keep listening. I hope you enjoyed it.
You forgot to shout-out Jay Soprano.
Jay Soprano, you freaking piece of shit. I'm sorry. Dude, that is so messed up. It's not even funny. 2 wins away, and it took him 5 minutes of his time. And to someone I newly added on my friends list, he got 2 hours of my time for giving me that 2 wins. That shows you how better I am than you, Jay Soprano. How much better I am.
You are a better man.
Now that I got Titanic fired up again, Donnie, what's your shout-outs?
I'll give a shout-out to Moonshiner for that nice, perfect shout-out. I'm just too cool of a dude. I love to have the spotlight on me, so all that stuff that y'all say about me or do to me, just put the spotlight on me, so that's why I don't say nothing. And I don't blow stuff out of proportion. I love to be that guy. I don't mind being that role. Shout out to everyone else who listened to the show, old ones and new ones who's just now listening, Tricky, T Wayne, everybody else at Proven Gamer. Yes, I love you all. I love you all. All
right, and I want to give a shout out to every single listener that we have on all our shows, all our podcasts, Reset Gamer, PG Spoilers, and the Duo Show. I cannot speak this week. And I want to give a shout-out to Donnie's mom and grandma.
Sweet. They would love that a lot.
All right, let's do some housekeeping. Titanic?
Oh, God, it seems like forever since we've done the housekeeping. Oh, well, make sure after you get done listening to us, why don't you go ahead and make sure you listen to the other great podcast we have on the site. PG Spoilers.
Not PJ Spoilers.
Not PJ Spoilers. Not PB&J Spoilers. Hey, that's not bad.
I'd go for a PB&J right now.
PB&J Spoilers, DCUO Show. And make sure to listen to Reset Gamer, which this week we're going to be talking about Secret Team Fortress 2 Project and the blasphemy that is Team Ninja taming down the Sex and Violence in the Dead or Alive series.
What?
What? That is whack.
They must not have to move Dreamcast these days.
This week on the DCUO Show, they will be talking about the new DLC update that's coming out, and they bring in 2 community managers from the DCUO community page, and it's a good show. So go ahead and listen to that.
It is a good show.
Listeners, I am sorry that the way that came out, it really is a good show. It's just my daughter's running around behind me, and I'm sure you're going to hear her throughout the show. She's really starting to frustrate me because I asked her nicely to go in the room and play, but she's 3 years old, so she doesn't really comprehend. All right, Titanic, how can our listeners get a hold of us?
Oh, you can get a hold of us on Twitter. Go ahead and look us up, Proven Gamer on Twitter. You can look us up at Trophy Whores on Twitter. You can look us up individually if you like. We got Donnie at Young Twist, but don't waste your time. He doesn't tweet or tweet back.
Gotta be careful for the man.
I do tweet back. Anyone who tweets me, really I always special. Tweet back.
About 3 days later. Hey, Donnie.
I get it right then and there.
Donnie, do you know who Sky Diddy is yet?
No, I don't go looking for people to talk.
You don't know who Sky Diddy is yet?
Is that one of P. Diddy's alliances? I mean, aliases?
Titan or Moonshine, you know who Sky Diddy is?
No.
Wow.
If you put Diddy in your name, I'll acknowledge that I no longer know who you are.
I thought it might have been one of Puffy's alias names.
All right, I'm sorry. Titanic, please continue.
The Linsanity continues.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, well, if you want to, you can go ahead and follow Tricky Mick on Twitter, at Tricky Mick. You can follow me, the Wang, at Titanic Wang on Twitter. You can follow Moonshiner. Is it Moonshiner 1820?
It is, it is.
There you go. And make sure to follow Moonshined Wang.
Yeah, that bastard called me out the other day. Fuck Moonshined Wang.
Oh, my
Lord. Go ahead and find us on Facebook. Go ahead and do a search for Proven Gamer. We should come right up. Go ahead and head over to Steam. Look up Proven Gamer. The head rocking guy heads up the whole Steam group, so whatever he's got going on there. I think all he does is play Star Wars these days, so. go ahead and look us up on YouTube at Official Proven Gamer, not Proven Gamer. You want to be official when you're looking at us, so Official Proven Gamer. We've got some videos up on there. And you got to download the podcast, so shoot on over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating. It's only a click. Doesn't take that long. And like I always say, you got to wait for it to download anyway, so just scroll down a little bit. Let us know how we're doing, you know, what we're doing, how we're doing, what we should be doing, how we don't do anything.
Donnie.
And then, of course,
doesn't matter what I do.
Donnie carries this podcast. That's all he has to do.
All right.
And last but not least, please hit provengamer.com. Lately, we've been having a lot of stuff come up. I follow us on Twitter. A lot of reviews coming in. That's, you know, that's nice. We kind of have a few things every week now, so that's good to see. And I mean, come on, guys. I've only been begging for frickin' weeks. Leave us a message. Go ahead and call us at 330-PROVEN-9. Donnie, check the phone. Is it working?
Yep, it's working. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, I might have to call and make sure that number's right. And actually, you know what? If the 330-PROVEN-9 is too much for you, all right, just listen really closely. If you want to call us, 330-776-8639.
You dyslexic fuck. It's 8369.
No wonder we're not getting number calls.
Dyslexic.
All right. One more time. 330-776-8369. Is our number. Give us a call.
Are you still going to talk to them all sexy if they call?
Anything. I will. I as sexy as I can be.
Sexy as you can be.
Like I said, I'll act out a scenario. If you call in and tell me to act like a Solid Snake the whole episode, I'll do that. Just anything.
All right. And all right. Before we close out the show, please pay attention to the end of the show. Anybody that's been following me on Twitter knows that I recently won a Vita from Taco Bell. Since I already bought one that hasn't arrived yet, I'm going to be giving away a PlayStation Vita on the site. Pay attention at the end of this show and you will learn all the details of how to get into the contest to win the Vita.
I don't care. I'm entering.
No Proven Gamer staff members are allowed to enter.
Watch my name pop up.
You can enter, but you're going to be immediately disqualified.
Well, what you didn't say was that anybody kin to Proven Gamer people. Donnie's baby's mama about to win that gun Vita.
Donnie's my grandma go enter. Yeah.
Please let my baby win. All right, guys, if there's nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace later.
I'd buy that for $1.
Trophy horn. With some hardcore gamers, if we had a gamer score, it would be very high. No lie. Low call tricky. Titanic Wayne. And our boy Donnie about to have that go insane. And who can we blame? Y'all. For loving us so much, and we gon' give it all. And I'ma take this time, I'ma take a little pause.
Thank y'all for downloading another show. Y'all some true trophy whores, whores, whores.
Hey guys, Tricky Mick here. The moment you've been waiting for is officially here. PlayStation Vita giveaway. If you have followed me on Twitter, you have recently learned that I have won a PlayStation Vita from Taco Bell. This is the 3G version. To enter the contest, you have to do a couple simple things. You have to go onto Facebook and like Proven Gamer. You also have to go on Twitter, follow at Proven Gamer, and make at least one tweet in reference to at Proven Gamer. After that, go onto iTunes, leave a rating and comments on all four shows that Proven Gamer puts out. Once you have done all this, simply send us an email at trophyhorse@provengamer.com so we can verify that what you have done. After you've done that, you are officially entered. In 4 weeks' time, I will be putting all names of all entrants into a hat and choosing one at random. That's it, guys. Good luck.